This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 3 short years, we've seen water levels in Lake Michigan go from an all-time low to near record high. Should we be concerned? We turn now to Al Steinman, president of the Anniswater Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Al, on January 30th, 2013, I looked it up. You and I talked about the challenges of the record low water levels on the Great Lakes. Things were so worrisome, Governor Snyder was calling for emergency action. And here we are now, near record high levels on Lake Michigan, shrinking beaches, worries about erosion. Why are levels so high in 2016?
Well, the levels have been going up for a while, actually, and there's a couple of reasons behind that, all related to weather patterns, as you might expect. For one reason, you know, we've had a couple of really cold winters, not this last one in particular, but the two preceding that, and as a consequence, more ice formation, less evaporation, and more precipitation in general. And so we see the exact opposite of what we talked about 3 years ago, where we were having very warm winters, no ice, more evaporation, contributing to the low water levels. I think really it goes to the point, and I hope I made this clear 3 years ago, maybe not, I can't remember exactly what we talked about verbatim, but I said people need to be patient because these water levels go up and down, it's part of the natural cycle, and although it's frustrating when you have low water levels and you're trying to get your boat in and out of the marina, the reality is that given enough time, nature will take care of it, because ultimately trying to control nature is a fool's errand.
Well, that's true. And I, you know, you take us back to those winters of 2013, 2014, and then, you know, all that snow. And then, whoa, we got it again, 2014, 2015, all the snow and all the ice. And we were saying, well, hooray, the water levels in the lakes are up. And now we're hearing, oh, dear, the water level's high. Is it just that we're not satisfied, or what's going on?
I think it's just a function of humans having very, very short memories, Cynthia. And so it's tough. I mean, we all live in the present, and I understand that. And if your economic situation is predicated on the water levels, you don't care what it was 3 years ago or what it's going to be 3 years from now. You care about what it is right now. But for those of us who are studying the ecology of the Great Lakes and the environment, we do take a longer perspective, and since we've been taking record levels of the water since the 1880s, we see these cycles where water levels go up and they go down. Now, sometimes those cycles are amplified. 86, we had record all-time high water levels. We're nowhere near those levels. They are above normal, but they're, you know, not outrageously above normal, but compared to what it's been, it seems really high. And as a consequence, again, reflecting on people's short memories, we end up thinking, oh, my God, you know, what's going on now?
Well, in fact, Al Steinman, I'm sure there are people listening to our conversation who are thinking, aha, climate change strikes again. Can we attribute any of these big fluctuations to climate change, or is it unclear?
It's unclear. It would be, you know, really easy to say, of course, it's related to climate change. But the reality is these cycles have been going on for before we expected a lot of the anthropogenic changes associated with climate warming, and we expect them to continue into the future. It's a lot of water in some very, very large lakes, and the reality is that the human impacts associated with extractions, diversions, things like that are pretty trivial overall compared to what Mother Nature does. That's going to be the major driver, and what we see are the changes reflected in those kinds of annual and semi-annual cycles.
Well, as we hear conversation, and it's not just in Michigan, there was a big, big story in Chicago, in the Chicago Tribune, about the beaches are shrinking and I can't go to the dog beach that I'm used to. It's gone away. But as we look at the shrinking beach problem, what have we done to exacerbate those erosion problems and the beach problems?
Well, there certainly has been land use changes which exacerbate that, and that's a really, really good point. I mean, for one thing, we've lost over half of our coastal wetlands, and the coastal wetlands serve as a sponge for water levels. And when these are eliminated, whether they're developed or just because of poor land use management, we lose them. Not only do we lose critical habitat, but we lose those kinds of filters and sponges around the Great Lakes. And that has certainly contributed to some of these changes in water levels. Not a major effect, but one of those contributing factors.
How worried should people be who have homes or businesses along the shoreline?
You know, the models predict that the water levels will continue to stay high, but not get anywhere near what we saw in 86. Now, you know, as we like to say, predictions, you know, that you can't put too much faith in them. You know, they're going to be right or wrong about half the time, regardless of what you predict. But models and the data suggest that people are not going to have to worry about moving their homes back, you know, half a mile, 100 yards, whatever they might have done back in 86, there's certainly going to be more erosion than we've experienced recently, but it's not going to be tremendously critical. The shortened beaches, I don't like to say disappearing beaches because the beaches are still there. They're just inundated more than they have been the last few years. The sand is still there. It's just underwater. Might cause some problems with respect to people's wanting to visit the coastal communities and not having as much mass as they land areas as they had in the past. But I guarantee you, if people are driving from Lansing or Grand Rapids to Lake Michigan, they'll find a spot.
And from what I'm hearing, you and I could be back on the other side of this conversation in just 2 or 3 years where we're saying, oh, no, the water levels are so low.
It's entirely plausible, and it wouldn't surprise me. And, in fact, I always enjoy chatting with you, so I would welcome that, although I think what I'd like to see, and we talked about this 3 years ago, what's best for the ecology of the Great Lakes, not necessarily real estate or not necessarily the marinas, is a fluctuating water cycle. That's what these coastal wetlands have evolved to deal with. The plants tend to, they function and they grow as the water levels tend to recede in the spring into the summer. And as those plants grow, they create the habitat for the invertebrates and fish that are so necessary. When we have sustained high or sustained low water levels, what happens is these coastal wetlands become very susceptible to invasive species moving in, and we lose the integrity and health of these wetlands, and that's bad for the Great Lakes as a whole.
Al Steinman, our go-to water guy with the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Great talking with you, as always, Al. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cynthia. My pleasure.